A few of our board members have been stuck in traffic, so we're going to go ahead and get started today. So we're starting the recordings. I have this for you, sir.
Okay, great. Good afternoon. My name is Michael Kane, Chair of the State Workforce Innovation Board. Some quick notes as we begin the meeting. This meeting is being recorded. Before speaking, please state your name so the transcription service can accurately document today's meeting. Today's meeting is an official meeting of the board, is open to the public, and will be run in a manner compliant with RSA 91-A, which is the Freedom of Information Act. Meeting materials for the board and the public can be found by visiting the Department of Business and Economic Affairs website. We have a number of items to work through today in a short time frame. You will find these items on the agenda with their enclosed supportive documents. The agenda and these documents have been provided to the board electronically. Printed copies are available today, and all materials were made available to the public via the BEA website. Today will be a little different. We have an abbreviated meeting today, as we will be having a technical work session to work collaboratively as a board and make progress on the New Hampshire state plan. Joe, would you please call the roll for the meeting?
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Alberts.
Here.
Jim Alden.
Here.
Joe Alexander. Kevin Avard. Rick Bartle, Christine Brennan, Joe Brown. Mayor Brown is on her way, so I'm going to mark her no for now, but she will be here shortly. Anya Brzezinski, Kelly Clark, Kenneth Clinton.
Here.
George Kapatis.
Here.
Adam Crapo, Bruce Crocheter, Mary Crowley.
Here.
Tyler Eaton. Patrick Fall.
Here.
George Hansel. Cynthia Harrington. John Hennessy. Lisa Hinson-Hatz.
Here.
Candace Hyde. Michael Kane.
Here.
Justin Cantor. Shane Long.
Here.
Donnelly Lozo.
Here.
Lori Ann Lundgren.
Here.
Larry Major.
Here.
Ashok Patel. Jim Prue.
Here.
Shannon Reed.
Here.
Tim Sink. Gary Thomas. Mr. Chairman, we have just barely a quorum.
Thank God.
Thank you.
Thank you all for being here. The meeting minutes from the June meeting are found in your packet. If there are no edits, I will accept a motion to approve the meetings from the June 6th meeting.
Anyone?
All in favor?
Yeah. And real fast, so is Commissioner Kapatis made the motion, and the second was
Mary Crowley.
Thank you.
Again, welcome everyone. Let's keep it moving. Did you really write that?
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to get your voice down. Trying to figure that out.
Yeah, good. You're doing great. Keep going. Public comment?
Yep.
We would like to take a moment to see if anyone from the public would like to provide any public comment. If so, please state your name for the record prior to speaking. Excellent. Informational items. We start our agenda today with some informational items. Staff will not be presenting. Rather, they will be answering questions you may have. Joe, could you please guide us through these important items?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So again, we have a little bit of abbreviated meeting today. So the reports that are provided here, hopefully you've had a chance to look at. We're happy to answer any questions, and if you'd like to have a deeper dive with the questions, staff are available after the meeting, here today or elsewhere. We can do something virtual or meet with you, but we really want to try to breeze through to the best ability the agenda so that we can get to the technical work session with Thomas P. Miller & Associates. So we have item 2A, rapid response.
Hi, Jimmy Henson, Office of Workforce Opportunities. The reports were on page 87 and 88. One is an end of the year summary, and the other is just an update of what's currently happening. If you could review them and let me know if you have any questions, I'd be able to, happy to answer. Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi, my name is are you seeing an increase in rapid response?
Yes.
And what's the mood looking like out there in the
A lot of reorganization right now.
What's happening in your
layoff?
Is it
a combination of layoffs or shifting of personnel? In cases, we've been very successful in helping people make the shift without losing too many employees or any at all. And then that's our goal. But for the most part, we're seeing an uptick. I mean, with the rising cost of everything, it's just it's inevitable that people have to reorganize and move things around.
Right, and the placement of the folks that are being
having no problems at all.
No problem.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have you heard anything about the impact of the Rite Aid, the CVS, and the Walgreens?
Yes, we're working on it. We're staying ahead of it, and we're just waiting to see what happens.
What's that issue? I'm sorry.
Rite Aid had gotten some judgments against them in the opioid case.
Oh, right.
And as a result, it made their cash flow non-existent.
Yeah.
And as a result, they closed several of their underperforming stores or pharmacists, and they're looking to redo it again. So
Got
we
it.
Should know by sometime in January if we have any that are impacted.
Got it. Yep.
Well, thank you.
They did file for bankruptcy so they could reorganize. Correct.
Yeah, I'm like, obviously, I'm sorry. First responder, is it all through all industries, or are you seeing one particular industry that's dominating the whole phase out or slowdown?
No, it's anybody that receives a delivery truck.
No.
And I'd be happy to talk with you in more detail about it. It's a rather in-depth conversation.
Sure. Okay.
It's okay to move on to 2B.
Thank you.
Great. It's item 2B. Is that all right?
Yeah. Where's 2B?
Fiscal summary with Barbara Shea, who. Just recently is a familiar face, but in a new role. So Barb is happy to answer any questions about item 2B.
Is there a 2B?
Oh, it's on the...
2B. So you'll find the fiscal information on starting on page 89 and going through 93. And again, as Joe said, if you have any questions, let me know or we can talk after the meeting.
Doesn't seem like there's any questions. Is okay. It okay to go to 2C?
Which is page
94. Is it okay if we go to item 2C?
Yes.
Oh,
sir.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Item 2C is a program performance update, and Lisa Gerard is happy to take any questions that you may have, especially hard questions.
So I'm Lisa Gerard with the Office of Workforce Opportunity. I actually have, I'm going to kind of consolidate and go from 2C to 2F. These are all program updates. Some are quarter, some are year end, and some are program year end and year. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
And that goes from page 94, and where does it end, Lisa?
133.
Thank you.
So we go to 2G, if there are no questions.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, let's go.
Okay, item 2G is the annual monitoring summary report, which goes back to Lisa Gerard. And again, that's on page 134. I know we're moving quickly. Thanks for bearing with us. Item 2G, Lisa, go ahead.
So item 2G is our annual performance monitoring update. Board member Kelly Clark came to the OO office, reviewed the monitoring binder, and has signed off on the report. Mr. Kane, as board chair, has also signed off. It includes our monitoring schedule for next year, well, actually this year, PY23. So if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them as well.
Item 2H.
Let's go to 2H.
2H, great. Item 2H is our success stories. At the last meeting, we had the participant showcase. So, you know, we always, at every board meeting, we like to put in a little bit about our success stories, about, you know, certainly we have really great performance metrics and the data that shows that and numbers, but it, this helps kind of give the human perspective on that. So you'll find that in 2H if... unless if there are any questions, we're happy to move on to the next item. If there are no questions,
let's move.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
3A.
Which, that's the end of the informational items. Item 3A is a board motion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
It's a procedural motion that we undergo every year or two. We go between the SNAP ENT plan, which is the SNAP employment and training program, and another program from DHHS, the TANF plan that they do. So as part of the WIOA coordination and partnership, we have to, as a staff, review for the board, the different plans that they put out to provide perspective and kind of like advice and consent kind of deal. The plan is in, after being reviewed by staff, the plan is in compliance with the goals of WIOA and our current state plan. So we have a requested action, Mr. Chairman, for the board to approve of the New Hampshire Department of Health and Human Services SNAP Employment and Training Plan, Training State Plan, and we have a draft motion at the bottom that reflects that.
Great. Where's the motion?
The motion, sir, is right there.
Okay, great. So should I read the motion?
Please.
The State Work Innovation Board, Workforce Innovation Board, supports the New Hampshire Department of Health and Human Services SNAP ENT state plan as proposed.
Make that motion.
Great. Second?
Second.
Great. Great. Thanks.
And we have a motion from Mayor, from Donnelly Lozo, and a second from Mayor Brown. Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you for your support.
Could you just check if there's opposition or abstention? Sorry.
Anyone opposed? Thank you for your support.
Awesome, thanks. Item 3B, Mr. Chairman, is a, that was, we took care of that in June, so we're all set. So great. Item 3B, we don't have to do, look at us crossing things off the list. So we didn't think we'd make it in June, but we did here, so our apologies there. Item 3C is the SWIB meeting dates for 2024. Our plan, Mr. Chairman, is to meet in this very same room mm-hmm. for calendar year 2024. We're currently working on a contract with the Autobahn, and if we could get a vote on the next three meeting dates, that would allow us to get into a contract with New Hampshire Autobahn.
Great. What are the next three meeting dates?
The next three meeting dates are February 6, 2024 at 1 o'clock p.m., June 4th, 2024 at 1 p.m., and October 15th, 2024 at 1 p.m., avoiding all major religious, cultural, federal holidays and other obligations.
Anyone have a problem with those dates? Great. So let's move to accept those dates.
Okay.
Who wants to make a motion? Thank you. Anyone want to second it?
Great. And motion by Donnelly Lozo.
Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
Everyone who's opposed? Thank you. Anything else?
And that concludes our agenda, Mr. Chairman, unless if anybody would like to put anything on the February 6th meeting agenda.
Great. So I'm reading that last line, right?
Yep.
Okay. Again, for the record, this is Michael Caine. This concludes the duly noticed meeting for the State Workforce Innovation Board. This meeting has been recorded and was conducted in the manner compliant with RSA 91A. Please end the recording and then please say what time it is for the record. I have 1:34.
Awesome. Thank you.